Well, hello there. My name is Morgan Harper Nichols. I'm an artist and a writer, and this is a space where I share words that I hope can make a little room for you to slow down and take a few deep breaths as you prepare for whatever lies ahead. Thanks for being here today. And now, on to today's episode. As adults, sometimes having hope can feel a bit naive. The idea of anticipating that something good is going to happen, even though we've seen so many things go wrong, can feel reckless and immature. But hope is not wishful thinking. Hope is the audacity to believe. I do not have all of the answers, but I know there is more ahead of me. Hope is knowing that you don't have to have everything figured out for the future before you can take action. You don't have to be fearless before you can sow seeds of faithfulness. So much of our adult lives are spent preparing for the future, and this often centers on things that could go wrong. From the time we are young, many of us are taught to always have a plan A and a plan B and a plan C when it comes to our career choices. We are encouraged and even pressured to get into relationships or be a part of certain groups so we don't end up alone or viewed as outsiders. Even when it comes to marketing and advertising, we are often bombarded with fear tactic messaging that makes us think we need to buy certain things to prevent something from going wrong. There's nothing wrong with adequately preparing for all possible outcomes. But oftentimes, we forget to prepare for the best outcomes too. We forget that the amount of time we spend preparing for the worst doesn't have to outweigh the time we spend preparing for the best. Even when all of the odds are stacked against us, and we cannot imagine how we could ever get out of that low place, we still have every right to have hope. We still have every right to trust that tomorrow could be better and take whatever action we can to show that we truly believe that. So as long as you are still breathing, you are not as far away from hope as you may think. You may be deep in the valley, but you can also be deeply rooted in hope. You might encounter people that tell you it's too late for you. You might have moments throughout the day where you are reminded of times you failed, but that doesn't take away from the well of hope that is stirring inside of you, waiting to be ignited right here where you are. Take deep breaths today. Take some time to complete this statement. Amidst all of the uncertainty, I still have hope that, and I'll repeat it again just so you can take it in. Amidst all of the uncertainty, I still have hope that, and there you go. It's up to you to complete that sentence. Write it down, reflect on it. Remember to believe that you are allowed to have this hope. It doesn't mean that everything is going to come together in the way you want it to or in the time frame that you thought it would. But one thing hope does is this: it strengthens you. It strengthens your soul right here in the unknown, all while you are still being guided where you need to be. Thank you so much for listening. And before we go, I would like to leave you with a question. You can either journal about this or just carry it with you throughout the day. What things are you able to do right now that give you hope for the future? Thank you so much for listening. I'm Morgan Harper Nichols.